Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
گھر سے ڈولا چلا لاڈلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا گھر سے ڈولا چلا لاڈلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا کتنے نازوں سے پالا تھا ہم نے ہر طرح سے سنبھالا تھا ہم نے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے گھر کی یادوں میں وہ کھو رہی ہے آج بابل کا رونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو آج بابل کا رونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو گھر گھر سے ڈولا چلا لادلی کا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Wednesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage every Wednesdays between 11 to 12 and that's part 2 part 1 is every Tuesdays between 11 to 12 and today is يوم الأربعاء the 5th of Rajab 1442 on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. I want to welcome my beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Haji Yusuf, Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And I want to welcome our beloved listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Maybe in future I'll have to say the voice for the voiceless, Allahu Akbar, Darul Iman. I want to welcome my beloved engineer, Mother Bonface, and of course, 084-786-3132, international overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Yusuf Asmal, day in Springs, and our brother yeah, Bonface. Jazakallah khairan.
Ustad, somebody wants to know, yeah, he says that, dear respected Mufti Sahab, say if a man remarries, and the lady he married has a son from her previous marriage, when this man passes on, does the son inherit from this man? Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam So the question basically is this, will a stepson inherit from the stepfather? No, there's no inheritance. However, if the stepfather wants, then he can make wasiya. So when a Muslim person passes away, this is the sequence how things are implemented. Number one, we will say that the burial funeral expenses, so that's number one. Then number two, the deaths of the deceased, so that is the accounts, personal account, business, corporate accounts, all that must be paid. Then number three, remember is wasiya. For wasiya, it will be for non-heirs and not people who are appointed heirs as far as Islam goes, and it must not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. So yeah, the stepfather could bequeath for the stepson, stepdaughter, whoever it is, adopted children. And the fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So there will not be inheritance, but they could bequeath for one another, that the stepfather could bequeath for the stepson. The stepson is very rich, stepfather is old, and now the stepson falls ill. And now remember, he says, let me prepare my will. And after 5-10 years, he passes away. So in a case like that, the stepfather will also be a beneficiary in that was. He won't be an heir, but remember, he could receive from the wasiya what the person had bequeathed, so that is permissible. Speaking about people who are ill and sick and so forth, so remember that our brother Sirat Sayyid, who was in Newcastle with us, he was a school teacher, he's in Springs, he suffered heart attack this morning or last night, so make dua for him and all those who are ill and sick. Allah Jalla Wala grant them shifa-e kamil. Likewise, our brother Abu Bakr Dawji, his brother-in-law, brother Musa, passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And all those who passed away with Iman, daily we should make dua for them as well. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Allah Ta'ala forgive them all, and those who ill, Allah grant them shifa-e kamil.
So Ustad, my husband is zakatable. Can I give him, can I give my zakat money to him, Ustad?
Husband cannot give zakat to the wife, and nor can the wife give zakat to the husband, because remember, then the money will just remain there. Whereas the aim and purpose of zakat is that the love for Almighty Allah must increase, and the love for wealth, because me and you as human being, remember, Almighty Allah speaks of us and complains of me and you. Oh human being, I made you in a masterpiece of Allah's creation. And thereafter, Almighty Allah juxtaposes, compares the loyalty of the horses and the disloyalty of human being. Read chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat. The first 5 verses, Almighty Allah praising the horses. And then chapter 100, verses 6, 7, 8, Almighty Allah complaining of me and you. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony. He sees that the more Allah gives, the more arrogant we become. Allah forbid, in most cases and instances. What is the reason and the cause for this ingratitude, unthankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. He's madly in intensely in love with this wealth of his. So Islam says that 2.5% of your excess wealth, you have to pay zakat of that. 1 million, you pay 25,000. So the love for Allah increases, the love for wealth decreases. And who must we give that zakat to? So we give it to the poor Muslims. Chapter number 9 and verse number 60. 8 categories are mentioned there. An ordinary voluntary charity, sadaqah, we give to Muslim and non-Muslim. So you can't be speaking, giving to your wife and your wife giving to you. This will defeat the very objective and the purpose of zakat.
Somebody says here, Ustad, from Johannesburg, dear respected Mufti Saab, I am married and I have a girlfriend, and I know it's wrong, Mufti Saab. Do I have to tell my wife about her, because I want to do things the right way now and I want to marry her? Allah knows my intentions, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, once you say you are married and now you still got a girlfriend, now that is from shaitan, and you admit cheating is totally haram. If you committed adultery with her already, then that is punishable by death. So you can't say that your intention is clear and so forth. In Islam, there is no place for fornication. There is no place for adultery. There is no place for boyfriend, girlfriend. There is no place for a mistress and for a joy boy and toy boy and so forth. Islam promotes and advocates a pure and a chaste life for all parties. Therefore, the punishment also is severe. And in the case of fornication, chapter 24, verse number 2, both parties there, the boy and girl, 18, 20, 25 years old, for example, they committed the crime of zina, fornication, they're not married, so 100 lashes for each one. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعَفَ. Don't show them mercy and compassion and punish them in public. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So in front of a طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, a group of believers, why? It must be a deterrent for humanity and society and the community. So similarly, in the case of adultery, so if you committed that crime, Allah forbid, then remember there's a death penalty there. So for you, death penalty, and for the girlfriend and mistress, 100 lashes. But we know we can't punish like that here in South Africa and most countries in the world today, Muslim countries, Arab countries. So make sincere tawbah, repent, sever all ties you must remember with her, and remember Surah chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah is forgiving, He forgives all the sins. And remember that another issue, that you must cut off all ties with her and forget all this business that you want to get married to her, and that you can't have to look after one wife properly. You already went into haram. So Quran says, Surah 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you can't do justice, then you stick and you stay with one wife only.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Well said, Ustad. I see Kimberly says, hey, I tell you, dear Mufti Sab, today's men are not men. We have to do everything for them like kids. Mufti Sab, is it okay if we ladies start teaching our men a lesson? Or is what they say goes? Kasi, Ustad.
So Kasi means Tramakasi. You must remember there's a shortcut, you know, in Malaysian language. So you must remember in Malay. So remember that you say Kanala means please, Tramakasi means thank you. So they make shortcut Kasi. So people maybe wonder what is this Kasi. So anyway, we just explained that as well. Yes, you must remember, sister from the holy city of Kimberley, H-O-L-E, it's not L-Y, because there they got the big hole, the diamond hole there, mashallah. And anybody going to Kimberley, you should visit it, very, very interesting, the museum and so forth. Nevertheless, I agree with you to a certain extent, sister, that today's men, you must remember, that they only good for majority of them. They want to eat, they want to drink, they want to watch TV, play sports and finish. They're not really there to help their children, to teach them what is Islam and so forth, what schoolwork, homework, all that, madrasa work. Very few husbands, fathers you will find. And on the other side, you will find the wives, majority of them in this day, this age we're speaking about, the young girls, they can't run a home. So you find they can't cook, they can't sew, they can't, you understand, they must have a maid, they must have all the gadgets and all that, dial a roti, dial a samosa, dial a bhajia. So all this, so both parties remember that. So you are a mature lady and you find your husband is sitting a potato couch and he's sitting there on the sofa the whole time. So you must start now in your home, my sister. What you going to do? Yet you got our students are there, our ulama, Maulana Feldman are there, all my students, both brothers, Maulana Abdul Hamid, Maulana Hanif Obare is there, Maulana Ahmed Kader is there. So all our students and mashallah, the ulama there, you contact them and tell them that you want Riyadu Salihin. So take Riyadu Salihin in English by Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, and there you start ta'aleem in your house. So your husband must, and every day 5-10 minutes. So slowly you will see that his love for Allah, his love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love for Islam will increase. Oh, you take the works of Hazrat Muhammad Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, and you should read that Fazail works and so forth. So then your children also will get orientated and orientation, and your husband will get motivated. Today this Ummah is killing time and wasting time in futile activities. May Almighty Allah guide us all.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I need an answer from Mufti Saab. My hubby, he caught me on WhatsApp with another guy. He didn't give me a chance to explain that it was a message in error, Ustad. Then gave me a divorce. Then he says, the guy sent a message to the wrong number. Is my talaq valid, Ustad?
Remember that your husband gave talaq. If he gave one talaq, remember it's one. And if it is two talaq, then it's two. If he gave three talaq, it's three. But for the husband to have done that, remember, was unfair, because he should have asked you what is the real story. But because he was so angry, but the fact of the matter is that the talaq will be valid, remember. I hope it's only one and not three. So then you can reconcile. You must remember now during the iddat, and then for future, if this is the first talaq and divorce, then he still has two talaqs, and you live as husband and wife, and learn to forgive one another and forget the past now and look at the present and the future. See on this. One day one person sent me, for him maybe it was a joke, but sometimes it becomes a reality. You know, sometimes you have a person is your family member or your friend or whatever. So he comes and then he says, okay, he'll just spend the night there by you, and you're comfortable in this sense, it's just one night. So then the next morning he's writing a message to the husband, you know, so to your husband and so forth. Now he's typing and says, thank you for using your wife, and you know, I used it so much and so much and so much and so forth. Then the husband read it, so he got mad, and you know, he also issued talaq or whatever. Thereafter, that friend said, sorry, it was a typo, you know, typing error. He didn't mean wife, he meant Wi-Fi, you see? So you must remember this type of things. So sometimes this type of things happens to us also. You want to send a message to ABC, and then because the names are similar, so the message go to the other person inadvertently and so forth. So for that, Almighty Allah has taught us a wonderful, beautiful dua. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah and verse 286. And what is the dua? Rabbana la tuakhidna inna sina au akhta'na. Oh Allah, do not take us to task for that which we did forgetfully, au akhta'na, or unintentionally, inadvertently. So remember, we human beings, and we forget also. Therefore, some ulama say, insan is called insan. Why? Because insanu nisyan. He forgets also. So therefore, so for the husband, he should have verified everything. But in that rage and anger, he issued the talaq. So the talaq will be valid. But remember, it's a lesson for all parties. Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ustad, is a family here from Senton. And they say that, Mufti Saab, it's my way or the highway. I'm sorry to tell you that, Mufti Saab. If we as parents don't accept a guy for our daughter's proposal, and she is interested in the guy, who has the final say? Parents or the daughter? My daughter, she wants to elope now, Mufti Saab. I don't know how she met the guy. Ustad.
Remember, my brother, that Islam taught us all this more than 1400 years ago. Number one is this: what is the best gift we as parents can give our children? That's the question we should ask. So what we have done today in today's materialistic world, we haven't shared and given them the love. I don't know you, I don't know your daughter. I'm giving general advices, then I'll come to your specific question. So remember, when we look at the micro, we look at the macro, we look at our own families, we look at the Ummah today, you go to the Muslim countries, Arab countries, anywhere in the world, and you will see that this is a common problem, that we buy the love. All the C's we gave them clothes, we gave them cash, we gave them CD, we gave them cell phone, we gave them computers, we gave them cars when they grew up, all the C's we gave, but the greatest C capital C, we didn't give. And what is that? مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ نَحْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ حَدِيثٍ in Tirmidhi Sharif, حَبِيبُنَا وَشَفِيُّنَا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, the greatest gift you as parents can give your children is the character, and that is the good character. So the training, the nurturing, that is. So we don't do that because we don't spend time with them. The men are busy in the shop, in the job, in the golf, in sports, entertainment. The women are busy, remember, in their shopping, gallivanting with their friends and here and there. So there's no time and so forth. Everybody busy. So the children now, there's a vacuum in their life. So they start eloping and so forth. Then the parents wonder what happens. So now we are at this juncture. Your daughter is 18, 20 years old. And she says, me, I want to marry this guy. But you, as parents, maybe you'll know the family or maybe you know the guy. And it's not a good history. Maybe they don't read Salat. They involved maybe in drugs or some other undesirable activities. So who has the final say? You, the father, got the final say. You see, my brother, how I want to explain to you how Islam works. We say, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity. There is no semi-god, demigod. Illallah, except Allah. And when we explain to the non-Muslim, we say God, capital G. There is nothing else, nobody else we can worship. Total negation. So then you say Muhammadur Rasulullah, that the master Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the final and the last messenger. So all that are articles of faith, we have to believe it. So regarding your question, Habibuna wa Shafi'una Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La nikaha. There is absolutely no nikah. The nikah is not valid. And this is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So many ahadith kitabs have mentioned it. There is no nikah. The nikah is not valid except with the permission and consent of the guardian. So who indeed is the guardian? You. You are the father. If the father is not there, then the dada, the paternal grandfather, he is not there, then the brother. So you must remember that girl's brother, brother is 17, 20, 25, 30. He is not there, then the paternal uncle, the chacha, the kaka. So that is what Islam says. But we have to train our children that, Betty, oh my beloved daughter, see, you must never ever get elope, you must never have boyfriend, all that, then you will be regretting for the remainder of your life. We know of instances today, they elope, they ran away, and thereafter, sometimes Allah forbid, they came back with the parcel, they're pregnant already. Now the parents are wondering what happened. So brother, you must make it very clear to your daughter that this proposal or your eloping, we're not happy, is totally haram, and you cannot get married until and unless I, the father and the family, we give consent. That is what Islam is teaching us.
I see the brother says here, Mufti Saab, can I come and see you this week urgently? Because Mufti Saab, it says that when a man has two wives, can turns be swapped or should it be fixed? What is the longest time to spend away from each wife? Example, 1 week here and 1 week there. It's really taking a toll on me, Mufti Saab. Can I come and make an appointment with you, Ustad, anonymous brother?
My brother, regarding appointment and all that, I don't get involved with anybody. There are so many ulama, so many jamiats and organizations. They have all those departments. You can consult with them and contact them. I give you advices over the airwaves. I give you advice over the WhatsApp and so forth. That is our advice. What is going to help? I'm giving you the same advice now. So there are three issues here. Issue number one is, now you got married with two wives. Now you can see, I say, I don't know which language you speak, your vernacular, but in Memon, that is my mother tongue, we have a very nice term. You know, every language you have some very nice terms. So you must remember, like English, Afrikaans, Zulu, like that. So you must remember, in Memon we say, Hane ibo bairi ganigariyo, Hane sao vako varivyo. You see, he took two, three, four wives. Now he's already in ruku. You see, he's already a hunchback. He can't walk straight up. Bichara, he's tired and retired already. So I don't know if you are like that, brother, that you're already in ruku or just now you're going to go into sajda and so forth. So you say it is very hard. So all that, that's why we tell you, before taking second wife, you must think of all these issues. Okay. But now you are married, you want to swap it around, it's fine. You tell them that one week, and remember that first week to ABC and second week to XYZ, you swap it around, it's fine. End of the day, there must be justice, my brother. That is the final criteria in Islam. Therefore, Quran says, Surah 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. And remember that when you have 2, 3, 4 wives and you know you can't do justice, then before you get married, so rather stay with one. Now you got 2, 3, 4 wives, so now stay with all of them. And remember, now you will realize marriage is not only a bed of roses, but it's a bed of thorns also, you see. So that you'll have to take the roses with the thorns. So remember, you will have to sort it out. Nobody can sort it out. So you speak to them, reach an amicable agreement, and then it's fine, but justice must prevail. And if you don't do justice, I quoted the hadith several times, man kanat lahu imratan, a person who has got two wives, wa mala ila ihdahuma, and you favor one of them, that you're giving one preference all the time, most of the time, cha ayom al qiyama wa shiqu saqit, you will come on the day of justice, the day of judgment, and your body will be bent toward one side, humiliated, disgraced, in front of the whole humankind. The hadith is authentic in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. So my brother, you must sort your problems out there. And the second issue, your daughter, you have to explain. You and your wife sit and have unity of thought. You both on the same page. Then both of you speak to your daughter and speak, cry to Allah. Allah Jalla will make it easy. And third one, for love between all parties, you, your wives and your children. So read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud abundantly. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Let that love filter down within our hearts. And read Surah 25, verse 74. Chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes, and make me maaf, I don't get involved in all these appointments and that. You consult your local ulama or jamiyat, inshallah.
The brothers say, Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab. He says, maybe this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never ever take another wife after this, Ustad.
100%. You get a hoor in Jannah, my brother. Wait for the damsels in Jannah, inshallah. Allah will give you. No worry. Nahnu radiyat wa la naskhatu abada. When you enter Jannah, they will be singing poetry. Abdullah came, Abdul Karim came, Abdul Wahid came, Abdul Khalid came, and so forth and so on. And then Allah will perform your nikah with them. Surah 44, chapter 44, verse 54. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِيدٍ. And now you're going to the beautiful damsels and hoor of Jannah. They will be singing the poetry. نَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتِ. We are forever happy with you. فَلَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا. We will never be displeased with you. And remember, in this world, you know the story, that we get tired, they get tired, there's worry, sorry, lot of issues. But in Jannat, everlasting bliss, happiness, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. I see the brother says, Mulana Arafat, can you ask Mufti Saab if he has any daughters for me? I really like the way he answers his questions. I'm sure his daughters are the same like him. Brother Adil from Mayfair, Ustad.
We have all spiritual sons and spiritual daughters, all the thousands of students, no children, Alhamdulillah. So therefore, Almighty Allah says that you do work with Markaz Sahaba, you do work with Sirius FM, you do work with Ansar, you do work with Darul Iman. So Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Darul Iman, the voice of the voiceless.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. 25 minutes to 12 o'clock. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. 084-786-3132. A listener is saying, yo, Ustad, of course, husband and wife, both arguing, Ustad, and they want to know what are the aims and objectives of Darul Iman? Dear Mufti Sahab, there are so many, many organizations. Who do we follow? Is it the voice of the voiceless, or is it Wifaqul Ulama? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, we are blessed that we have so many ulama, so many hufaz, so many senior akabir ulama still living. Allah Jalla wa Ala give them and grant them siha, afia, good health. And remember that we always are there to protect and promote and propagate the aqidah and the belief structure of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And mashallah, you know, I go to the various Darulums and so forth. Every week I'm there in Darulum Zakaria. So alhamdulillah. So we say there, yes, we agree with you that there are so many organizations. Now let us come to our current situation. Last year, 2020 Ramadan, you know, there was lockdown. You know, the masajid were closed. So I'm posing last night in Tafsir, in the Jami Masjid, one brother asked the same question. What is the aims, objectives of Darul Iman with the E? Always remember that Darul Iman, Iman is spelled with the E. So what is the aims and objectives? So I posed the question to him. I asked him, brother, I'm posing this question to you. Let's say, for example, that the government says that vaccination is mandatory. Every person has to take it. I'm asking you, in the current organizations, who will go and to court and challenge it and fight the case? Who will go? He said none. I asked him that, what would you say if again we have full lockdown and Allah forbid the masajid are closed? Who will go to court? Our track record with Allah's help is there. You know, in 2020, Majlisul Ulama, and we had Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, ourselves, myself, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi. We went to court and so forth. Whether you win or lose, that's a separate issue. But the fact remains, you are prepared to go and say we are going to go and do everything that is legal. We never promote violence or anything. So you must remember that. That is why we said, and the senior ulama consulted me, not the other way around. So I said, 100% we are ready. If it is to do for the protection and propagation of the deen of Islam, we will do. And we know, they have set the precedent already. So many Maulvis, organizations, sheikhs, imams went to court as friends of the court to go and close the masajid. So you must remember that it can happen again. We don't know. So therefore, for this organization is formed, and again we bow down our head and say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. I just announced it this morning in our program there with Maulana Arafat in the early morning program, 5 o'clock, 5 past 5, we announced it also. So remember, the response has been so good, overwhelming. So the people want that, they are prepared to protect the deen of Islam, protect the honor of Sahaba, protect our masajid and protect Islam, the Muslim marriages bill. So remember, things will just go. Every second day, second week, there's a new issue coming up. So we need an organization that is prepared to work with our lawyers. Mashallah, we have the most senior lawyers. We have Hafiz Firoz Bouda, senior counsel. We have attorney Zahir Umar, well experienced in his field. His son, mashallah, Hafiz Abu Bakr Umar is the advocate, and others also will join in, inshallah. So we have, mashallah, Majlisul Ulama. You know, Majlisul Ulama under apartheid. Subhanallah, when the apartheid regime wanted to build a masjid, he, and that time there were other ulama, Jamiat Ulama, Transvaal, Hazrat Mufti Sanjalwi Sahib, and Moana Ibrahim Mia, and them, and then from Jamiat Natal, Moana Umar Ji, Moasema Rahimahullah. from Cape Town was Sheikh Abu Bakr Najjar and Sheikh Nazim. We know, I met them all, alhamdulillah. So you must remember, but they all agreed, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafizahullah, he must do the whole thing because it is in PE. Even the judge said that he's a very intelligent man, and you see the highway is stopped and the masjid is standing. So alhamdulillah, so that are the caliber of people. So remember that if there is issue with the masjid, there's issue with vaccines, there's issue with our Muslim marriages bill. So we will try everything within our limited resources and place our trust in Allah. Even as a last resort, we have to go to court, we will go to court. So therefore we have this Darul Iman. And then you must remember that the ulama, many of them have joined in already. They are sending their messages. So you must remember that I sent out the business card this morning with Allah's help. So the WhatsApp is working, alhamdulillah. The email is working. Regarding the website, remember, just wait till inshallah this afternoon, evening. Inshallah, it will be working. There's still some, technical hitches. So inshallah, that will come right. Inshallah, is Wednesday afternoon. After Zohor, make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala accepts us. So that is our aim and objective. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to pay anything. We're just telling you, if you agree with us to promote the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we must make the statement very clear that we say Shias are kuffar out of the fold of Islam. Qadianis out of the fold of Islam. Aga Khanis out of the fold of Islam. So we cannot be sitting on the fence. To sit on the fence is committing an offense. So that is where we stand, and remember that we will use whatever Allah has given us to protect our masajid, to protect the honor, integrity of beloved Sahaba. And remember, anybody, and we're saying it's not for South Africa, anybody wants to join, you must remember, male, female, any part of the world, you join us, mashallah. Tomorrow, if there's a court case, we can say that these are the people that they agree with us and so forth. So we are not speaking from our pocket there. So therefore we said Allah put, Rimarkas Sahaba. So I was looking at the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Baytullah, and Allah put in my mind, say with that, Markas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we're thinking, we read namaz, make dua. So Allah puts in your head, in your mind, that we say Darul Iman, the voice of the voiceless. People want the voice, remember that. They can't just be a herd mentality that you just follow like sheep. So we must be critical, let's remember. So there are things in Islam that are non-negotiable, and we must be prepared to serve Islam to the best of our ability. May Almighty Allah accept us. Once again, we are requesting your du'as that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us, protect our masajid,
Ameen.
And inshallah protect our iman till our last breath.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen, takbir, Allahu Akbar. I see the sister in Actonville says, who are the senior ulama in our Darul Iman, dear respected Mufti Sahib, Ustad?
I gave you already the names, mashallah. I told you Majlisul Ulama, the Jamiat Ulama Khauteng, and many other ulama, Muhammad Salim Karim, and all of them are part of it, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward, and many more will join, inshallah. So remember, everything starts small, and then it will flourish with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
Sister wants to know, Ustad, from Alberton. She says, what about the issues with Muslims? Is it only for court issues, Ustad, between Muslim issues, legal matters between Muslim issues, Ustad?
Remember that on other issues, we got other organizations, but if it's a very important issue, then we will address it from Markaz Sahaba side. We will address it. Majlisul Ulama is always there, writing, mashallah. Hazrat spends 20 hours a day, 4 hours only he sleeps. So you must remember, so you can follow that and say that, then we can address it from Darul Iman. But the main and most important thing is that we want to ensure that we must keep all these avenues open. It's not when an issue comes and then we start waking up. We need to be proactive, and we need to know that we're living in the times of the Dajjali fitna. So remember that. So when you're living in this challenging times, you need to prepare before time. Remember that. So that is why we said, let us prepare tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, something happens, we are well prepared,
inshallah, Aziz.
I see an angry brother says here, my name is Zubair, Mufti Sahab. I'm listening to you right now, and I'm upset. What do we do with stupid wives? Ustad, brother Zubair.
So you must remember, you see, my brother, I don't know, maybe breakfast time or whatever, you and your wife, you had a big blowout in an argument. You know, they say a tire has a blowout.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe you and your wife, you had some tiff and some problem, you understand, breakfast time or this morning. So now I'm telling you a story. So you must remember, that will answer the question. So I don't know you, right? I'm speaking generally. So the husband and wife had an argument. So you must remember, the husband told his wife that, you know, you are very stupid, you know. So this type of things. So the wife was a sharpshooter. She knew how to answer.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yes, we are stupid, but we are very beautiful also. But you are stupid, more stupid than us. So therefore you marry us. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So you must remember. So my brother, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, my name Zubair, that's what you told us, right? How many mistakes and shortcomings do I have in my life?
Allah.
Think of that. Then look at your wife and look at how many shortcomings she has. Am I saying this, my brother? See what Quran says. Allah created me, created you, created your wife, created the entire universe. And see what Almighty Allah is telling me and you as husbands. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Treat your wives with love, equality, equity, justice, respect. So all that, how you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, treat your wife like that, my brother. Then Quran says, فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ And if you dislike something, she makes you mad, you know. You told her, don't do this, but 10 times she did the wrong thing. So what must you as the husband do? Quran is telling us, Allah, our Creator, is telling us. فَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا So perhaps you dislike something. Something your wife, she makes this meal, or she wears that dress, or she does something with the children, or whatever. And it really upsets you. So you should not let the negative become negative everywhere. So you must focus on وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا But through that lady, through the children, Allah Ta'ala gives you so much khair, so much goodness. She's the one. Remember, she's looking after me and you. She's looking after our children. She's looking after our house. She's looking after our valuables. Time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and there's a wonderful book by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah called Akhbar-e Umar. The incidents and the news and information narratives of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So he has subheadings. So it comes Qissa to Umar wal A'rabi. So the story narrative of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an and the Bedouin. So he's Amirul Mu'mineen, his Khalifa. This Bedouin, simple person came. He came right to the door of Sayyidina Umar, took a U-turn, he went away. But with the corner of the eye, Sayyidina Umar saw him. So somebody was sitting there, Sayyidina Umar told him, go call that person. So they brought him, and he was very reluctant, but because his Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, so he said, Sayyidina Umar asked him, you came right to my door and then you went away. What happened? He said, leave it, please, Sayyidina Umar. I want to go home. He insisted, said, see, Sayyidina Umar, me and my wife, we had argument. I told my wife a few words and she told me many paragraphs. You know, our woman, they won't stop. They'll continue many a time. But when I came here to your house, I heard your wife shouting you and so forth. I could hear it outside. So I said, what is this Amirul Mu'mineen, you, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, to help me? We both in the same boat. So you see, both in the same boat. So Sayyidina Umar said, sit down. Now let us discuss this man to man. Who looks after your house? Who cooks your food? Who knits where they stitches your clothing when they torn? Who does look after your valuables? So many things. He said, wife, 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 wife. So Sayyidina Umar said, brother, sometimes in life, let them also explode and make that noise because they get so frustrated with us. Leave her. She's the queen of the house, and then you keep quiet and things will come right. See, wonderful advice. But sometimes we will go match, you stupid, you this, and then you get another crazy guy. He will say in the state of anger, he gave talaq. And sometimes three talaq. Then he will blame us. He'll say, we broke the marriage. We never broke it. You pulled the trigger, my brother. So that is what Islam is teaching. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive, and Allah will turn the negative into the positive.
Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Zubair says, dear Mufti Sahib, you are right. Please make me maaf. Ustad.
It's not for me, my brother. We make everybody maaf. I want to save your marriage, my brother. Allah. Therefore, we got this program. The program's name on Arafat, myself, with Allah's help. MashaAllah, for years, we said bliss of marriage. We didn't say before the bliss you put I, then it becomes the iblis of talaq. You see? We say bliss of marriage. Why? Our job is jorna. We want to save your home. We don't want to make torna. We don't want to break your home.
Haq.
So you, my brother Zubair, leave Valentine and that's history. Now we go on with the geography. You go to your wife. Oh, my habibati, my darling, my poppy, my sweetheart, my honey. I'm wrong. I brought a nice gift for you and so forth. And then see, she will be flying. She will go for Mi'raj in the month of Rajab, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. I see the sister says here, Ustad, dear Mufti Sahib, can we ladies enter the Qabristan, the cemetery of our late husbands, to make dua for him with our sons at night? Just to make dua, Ustad.
So why you can't make dua from your house? Why you want to go nighttime? You can't go nighttime, you can't go daytime. Next one, let us take three incidents. All those are mentioned in Sunan Nasai. And then we will give you a practical solution, okay? So number one, you must remember, Habibuna wa Shafi'una, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, La'anallahu za'iratil kubur, that Allah ta'ala curses the ladies who visit the graveyard. Sunan Nasai. Second hadith, La'anallahu zawwaratil kubur, that Allah ta'ala's curse is on the women who visit the graveyard excessively. Second one, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Third one, also in Sunan Nasai. One day Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walking in the opposite direction, he noticed his ladli, his beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha. You know who Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha? Wa Fatima tu Sayyida tu Nisai Ahlil Jannah. So Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha is the leader of the women in Jannah. From where you coming, my ladli, my beloved daughter? Ya Abati, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I went to offer condolences, sympathize with that family. Taziyat, what we call. So the master alayhi salam asked, you went to graveyard? She said, no. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam rahmatulil alameen is addressing his daughter and said, if you went to the graveyard, O Fatima, we say ma'azallah, Allah protect, then you should land up in Jahannam, ma'azallah, Allah protect. So you must remember that this is for Sayyida Fatima. So where our wives, our daughters, our sisters come. So remember, my sister, not permissible. When we speak with dalail evidence, not speak from idhar udhar ki baate and this and pick up here, no. Speak from Quran, speak from hadith and so forth. So that's number two. Third one, now your husband passed away. So you say you want to go. Isn't iddat compulsory upon you? So you have to be in iddat in the house from time of death, 130 days. That's compulsory upon you. Now post iddat, the iddat expires. Now you say, no, but you know this husband was so good. We were married 30, 40, 50, 60 years, whatever the case might be. So I want to just see. So it's fine.
Mm.
So you must remember that. So what we will do is this, that we, that your son, he will take you. You must remember that where the grave is, and he parks the car outside, obviously, the graveyard. So he will enter from a distance. You can see the grave and make dua. Nobody will say it's not permissible. That's permissible. So you must remember that, but not during the iddat. You are not entering the graveyard. You are outside, and you see many places, the graveyard, you walk past it. So, mashallah, you went with your son, you are in the car, and you read from there. It's fine, it's permissible. No alim will tell you it's not permissible. But this business that we got today, the ladies going and going in groups and what have you, and going there gardening, fixing up the grave, and so, you know how dangerous it is today. South Africa has got a murder rate of 57 or so per day, rape rate of more than 100. So what you want to go and do?
Allah.
You're setting yourself up or what? So think properly. And when you want to read for your beloved husband, then you, the children, you lost the father. You must be reading Surah 14. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. And those of you who, you're a widow now, your husband passed away, so you must read this dua. With the first dua, read this one as well. Surah 59, chapter 59, in the 28 Jews, 28 Supara of the Noble Quran. Surah chapter 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. So that is, so we gave you the solution also. So don't look for loopholes in the Sharia. We must fit into the Sharia. Don't let the Sharia come and fit into our desires, and then we look for loopholes and shortcuts. That is unacceptable and not permissible.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Ba in Word Bank says, but dear Mufti Saab, as Muslims, we need a voice that we want to promote to all Muslims. The voice of the voiceless Ustad.
Say 100%, so we're giving you the voice, mashallah. So you come on Markaz Sahaba and you tell us all your opinions. Then mashallah, we just started today now. So inshallah, we cry to Allah, we beg Allah. You can see in the morning program. And if you didn't hear it, we sent out the podcast, my brother in Witbank. And if you haven't received it, just send me a message on a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. How many non-Muslims are listening? And this morning when I left here, Fajr time, I go to the masjid. Every day I give advice. So today I related that story to them. I said, see, non-Muslims waking up so early to listen to Quran, Hadith and advice. And the one lady, Lillian, I think her name was, she said that she is going to give her son or daughter a Muslim name. So that is what we are trying to do. Present Islam in its pristine purity to the entire world. Remember that. So that if Allah Ta'ala is very easy, remember that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa azdin fin nas, announce to humanity, O Khalilullah Ibrahim, go to Jabal Abi Qubais, there where the palace is, that mountain there. So what I'll announce, how will it reach? O Ibrahim, alayk al adhan, you make the announcement, wa alayna al balagh, we will make it reach. So that's miracle for us, we ordinary mortals and sinners. So we use the means, so we speak and we beg Allah, so let the voice go through out the world, ya Allah. So see how many people get touched by it. One sentence, one Quranic verse can change the whole life, can bring a new chapter in their life. So that is what we need, my brother and sister.
I see Mrs. Adrian says that please don't forget about her, Ustad.
Oh yes, Mrs. Adrian. I hope your daughter is married already, and may Almighty Allah let them live a good life, and inshallah they also find the true light of Islam. So you should be listening. And one day I was thinking that how come Mrs. Aiden is no more listening? So we make dua daily for all of you that Almighty Allah removes all what the impediments might be, obstacles might be, and you embrace Islam and you are there to take and make the right decision in life. May God and Almighty Allah guide you, bless you, and guide and bless all of us as well.
With that final question, it says here that dear Mufti Saab, I like to sing along with nazms, with nice tunes, the sister is saying. My husband says it is haram for a lady's voice to be here, to be heard. So how should I communicate with this imbecile, Ustad?
So you must remember that again the husband is using funny words for the wife, or the wife is using funny words for the husband. So you're not going to go very far with that. Remember that husband says one and then you say two. You're that one. So Islam teaches us itfa ability ahsan. You don't fight fire with fire. You fight fire with water. Remember that. So you must give the better alternative. So anyway, my sister, you want to sing and all that for your husband, for your children, all that's fine, provided the lyrics, the words are fine. But you want to sing for the men and so forth now, and become a mughanniya, like a singer on TV, on radio, and the people will be, you know, bamboozled and mesmerized with your beautiful, melodious voice, golden voice, and that's haram, obviously. Open the beginning of the 22nd Jews, Surah 33, verses 31, 32. See, Allah Jalla Wala addressing the greatest ladies, Ya Nisa An-Nabi, Lastunnaka Hadim Minan Nisa. Oh, you, the honorable wives of the Master, alayhi salam, you're not like other ladies. You are the wives of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the mother of this ummah. Wa azwaju ummahatum. Then Allah Ta'ala says, fal in front, fala takhda'ana bil qawl. Do not speak in a soft manner. People might get wrong ideas and so forth. So if you are singing for your husband, your children, your family, your brothers, that's fine. Or in front of some ladies, but in front of men, strange men and all that, that's totally haram. So inshallah, my brothers, sisters, we conclude today's program with the help and mercy of Allah. That Darul Iman has been launched with the help and mercy of Allah. We sent out the details already to you, and the website, inshallah, by this afternoon, evening, will be functional, inshallah. The email is functioning, the WhatsApp number is functioning. So inshallah, we request you'll also become members of it, and inshallah, you make dua this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, and inshallah, you know that duas are accepted. Okay, quickly to run through the programs from now. So inshallah, 12 o'clock, we got few seconds left, Brother Yusuf Ali with the news, and thereafter that will be Brother Alpha Sinkosi with the current affairs, and then 1 o'clock the Zohar Azan, 5 past 1 to half past 1. So we will have, remember, Surah Mu'minun, and our starting point is verse 110. Today we will complete the Surah chapter 23, inshallah, and next week Monday we will start Surah Nur, inshallah Aziz. So that will be between 5 past 1, 130, 130 to 2, the archive Surah Nisa, verses 168 to 171, 2 to 3, our brother, inshallah Aziz, our brother Amin Templeton, inshallah, with the political news and views, 3 to half past 3, that will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Maulana Arafat, very interesting, listen to that. 3:35, 3:40, brother Amin Templeton, inshallah Aziz, with the economic news and views. Then 5:30 to 6:30, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, and then 6:30 to Maghrib, there Hafiz Wadi. 7 to half past 7, the repeat of today's tafsir and commentary. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, brother Shafaat, mashallah, that today he's got a doctor, Dr. Firoz Ganji, inshallah, and they're speaking about the joints and all these things, so very interesting program. Then 9 to 10 with Maulana Salim Kareem, mashallah, wa Maulana respected Maulana Salim Kareem, he helps us everywhere, Allah reward him. Then 10 to 11, Sheikh Al-Anwar Awlaki's lecture tonight between 10 and 11, make dua for us, and inshallah, make dua, the website is up and running this afternoon, this evening. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.